Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us here on Press TV World News. Now, the U.S. Senate has adopted a resolution to end the country's military support for Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen. Lawmakers in the 100-member chamber passed a document with 54 votes in favor and 46 against. The resolution requires now the president to withdraw any U.S. troops in or affecting Yemen within 30 days' time. Text now heads to a Democratic-led House of Representatives. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders has called the Saudi war on Yemen a humanitarian and strategic disaster. President Donald Trump has threatened to veto the motion, claiming the resolution will undermine the fight against extremism. Joining us out of Madison, Wisconsin, is Mr. Kevin Barrett, now editor at Veterans Today, for more on the story. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, Mr. Barrett. Now, 54 votes in favor, 46 against. Out of all the atrocities and the famine and the children dying and suffering in Yemen after, 4 years now, it's wild that it barely passed in the Senate. Your thoughts, please.
Well, the Saudis have a lot of money and they have some connections in Washington. They are now closer than ever to the Zionist lobby that largely controls Washington's Middle East policy. So it's not that surprising that they've been able to keep this support for their horrific genocidal war going for this long. Bernie Sanders is right. This is a strategic disaster for the United States as well as a moral and humanitarian disaster. I hope that they'll be able to rally a few more votes to their side if it does come to having to override a Trump veto. And that might happen, because if enough Americans contact their senators and say, we will do everything we can to get you thrown out if you continue to side with these Saudi genocidal maniacs who were involved in so many corrupt dealings, including the September 11th false flag events. You know, the Saudis have got a bad and worsening reputation, and it should be possible to mobilize enough Americans now to make sure that this bill passes and the U.S. has to withdraw its support for these war crimes in Yemen.
And what if the bill doesn't pass or it gets vetoed by the U.S. president? Do you think it'll still at least send some kind of message, or at least be the beginning of the end for the U.S. support for what the Saudis are doing in Yemen?
It's definitely a signpost along the road to an end to carte blanche U.S. support for every crazy thing that bin Salman does. The U.S.-Saudi relationship has been fraying for some time now. It was shored up by 9/11. Shortly before 9/11, in August of 2001, the King of Saudi Arabia announced it was time for parting of the ways. Saudi Arabia was going to leave the American axis because of U.S. support for Israel, which is completely intolerable among Arab public opinion. And of course, September 11th changed all that, allowed the U.S. to hold a club over the head of the Saudi royals and get them back into the fold. But now, once again, there are some signs of conflict, and the Democratic-controlled House undoubtedly would override a Trump veto. They will pass this, and they probably would have a veto-proof majority. But the Senate, which is still Republican-controlled, is another story. But yes, even if they're unable to override this veto, this is definitely a major step along the road to ending the war on Yemen, and we just need to keep pushing.
Thank you for joining us there out of Madison, Wisconsin, Mr. Kevin Barrett, editor at Veterans Today.